7:23, testosterone flowing again as we bring you yet another edition of Manly Man Sports. Joining us now, Manly Man himself, John Weiser. Good morning, sir.
Bill, good morning.
Just going over my numbers here, and 1, 2, 3, 4, that's how many downs there are in an offensive exchange for football.
You have to, you know, Tom Brady is getting up there in age, so maybe it was a senior moment.
As I mentioned earlier, John, after the game, I'm sure Tampa Bay fans were holding up just one finger.
Yeah, which finger would that be, Bill?
I'll let you decide.
You know, for an NFL game, it all turned in the final 3 minutes of just some bizarre play calling, didn't it? I mean, think about it. The Bucs got the ball back with under 3 minutes left. They needed to run out the clock, essentially just a first down away from cementing away a victory. And Bears put up an 8-man front. Tampa runs out of the 12 package, 2 tight end, 1 running back. Put the tight end in motion. You know you're going to run it up the middle, so they stack the middle. They lose 2 yards. Then they throw it two more times, can't get the first down, leave enough time on the clock for the Bears not having to use a timeout, and the rest is history. The Bears almost blew it on that possession when they got into field goal range, and then they decided they were going to throw the football, and they allowed too much time to stay on the clock to give Brady at least the opportunity to get across midfield. So
nobody wanted to win that game.
Bottom line, the Bears are 4-1. Yes, exactly. So they're half game behind Green Bay in the division. So
the Packers,
you would have to look at it.
Yeah, the Packers 4-0. They have the bye week this weekend. Interesting article I saw from a website called PackersFans.com, John. It said 4 out of 5 Packers fans say that Aaron Rodgers is terrific, which led me to ask the question, who's the 5th fan? He said he sucks? What?
It's the same one that wanted to see Matt Hasselbeck in the mid-90s, you know? It's like, I got to bench that Favre guy.
It's that one fan out in Platteville who's still disappointed that the Bears moved their training camp out of there down to Bourbonnais. So.
No, it's that guy.
Yeah.
Thought it might have been Danica Patrick, too, but the jury's still out on all of that. We better get to high school football tonight. Franklin, Tremper, 0-1. Franklin's undefeated. Needless to say, John, this Franklin club has had a lot of success against Kenosha County opponents. What can we do? What does Tremper have to do to stop Miles Burkett and that crew tonight?
Let the air out of the team bus tires before they leave Franklin. That might be a start, and then we go from there, right?
Oh, man. Ouch. You just got to do it one play at a time, I guess, right?
Well, you know, exactly. Anything can happen on any given night, and I think for this Tremper team, they played their first game of the year last week, and it's a rivalry game, so you get all, you know, geared up for that. And, you know, Kyle Zalikar is going to do a very good job with that team. I think, you know, it's just a matter of developing. And with this Franklin team, maybe, you know, they have so many good weapons on offense, but their defense is pretty good, too. They close very quickly, and I think that's the key with Franklin the last couple of years. Everybody wants to look at the offensive numbers that they put up. Their defense has been pretty darn good over the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, that's one of the area's best defensive team, and you know, they played Muskego tough in the playoffs the last couple of years. Muskego, with that running attack, just rolls everybody over, and you know, Franklin has hung with them the last couple of years.
We'll have it for you tonight, 6:45 here on WLIP. Pete and the gang will be donning their WLIP face masks.
I got mine right here and ready to go.
And with the weather, I understand, Pete, it's a shorts night for you.
It's probably going to be the final shorts game of the year, I'm thinking.
Shorts game.
Well, you know, who thought you'd get this deep into October and still be wearing shorts to broadcast the game?
It's probably going to be warmer in the press box tonight than it is in the studio this morning. So that's all you need to know.
That's nice. A couple of moments to reflect on baseball playoffs. It's the Braves and the Dodgers. Not real surprising. The Braves were able to do something, John, that the Cubs just couldn't do, and that's beat Miami. Holy smokes. You know, and that, by the way, this is the interesting little factoid about the Braves-Marlins series. That loss for the Marlins, the first time in their franchise history that they have lost a playoff series. If you think back to 97 and 2003, mm-hmm. The only two times before this year that they were ever in the playoffs as a wild card, they went all the way and won the World Series both years. So this was their eighth playoff series in history and the first one they've ever lost.
Yeah,
they've won two World Series without ever winning a division title.
Yeah, I was going to say they're losers and never won a division once.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, like, come on, you know? Interesting, but not surprising. Braves, Dodgers, National League, Oakland clinching the other day.
Houston.
Houston, yeah, with all the home runs. My goodness, where did that power come from all of a sudden?
Have we asked about trash cans for these guys?
They did order a whole shipment of drumsticks in to the bubble, so I don't know what that's about. Yeah. But
Carlos Correa has come to life for them. They're waiting to see who plays, who they're going to play. Tampa Bay and the Yankees have a Game 5 today, and that should be good stuff as we get closer to
it. That's been a great series. I think out of all the series, that's been probably the best played between two teams.
Absolutely. All right. Manly Man Sports on a Friday tonight. Franklin and Tremper are game of the week, 6:45. Pete, Tom, and Nick and their masks and shorts all for you on the radio. Check it out. He is Manly Man John Weiser.
Yeah.
John, it's a 25% fish fry tonight for a Friday.
Yeah, there you go.
Carryouts are always possible, too. John, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, sir.